Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back, bar exam studiers. Today we're tackling a major area of evidence that commonly appears on the bar, hearsay. Hearsay can definitely be tricky and confusing, but breaking it down step by step will help clarify the key rules. We'll start by defining hearsay and discussing when it's admissible versus inadmissible. Then we'll go through some of the common exceptions, including opposing party statements, present sense impressions, excited utterances, and more. All right, let's dive into mastering hearsay. Hearsay defined. So what exactly is hearsay? Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted in the statement. Breaking this definition down piece by piece is helpful. First, it has to be an out-of-court statement. This means it was made outside of the current court proceeding. For example, statements made during a deposition or police interrogation would be out-of-court statements. The key is that they weren't made under oath at the current trial or hearing. Second, it has to be offered into evidence. The statement has to be presented through a witness or document at trial in order to qualify as hearsay. Just because someone made a statement out of court doesn't make it hearsay. That statement has to be offered as evidence. Finally, the statement has to be used to prove the truth of whatever was asserted in the statement. This is the most confusing part of hearsay for many students. Basically, if the statement is being used to prove the truth of something stated, then it's hearsay. For example, if Jim said, "John punched me," and that statement was offered to prove that John did in fact punch Jim, it would be hearsay. The statement is offered for the truth of the matter asserted, that John punched Jim. This is the key hearsay danger, out-of-court statements used to prove the truth. On the other hand, if Jim said, "John punched me," and that statement was offered merely to prove that Jim said it, not to prove the underlying fact that John punched Jim, then it would be non-hearsay. The hearsay rule only applies when out-of-court statements are offered for their truth. When hearsay is admissible versus inadmissible. So when can hearsay statements be admitted into evidence and when are they prohibited? The default rule is that hearsay is inadmissible. As we'll discuss more soon, there are exceptions that can make hearsay admissible. But absent an exception, hearsay will be excluded as unreliable and untested. The two main risks of hearsay are lies and mistakes. With out-of-court statements, we don't know if the declarant lied or remembered inaccurately. We can't cross-examine them. So hearsay raises risks of unreliability that make it inadmissible by default. However, there are dozens of exceptions where the law has decided hearsay can be admitted. The rule against hearsay and its exceptions aim to find the optimal balance between competing interests. Courts want to admit reliable, probative evidence, but they also recognize the value of testing evidence through cross-examination. The hearsay exceptions identify situations where hearsay is likely to be reliable or necessary, despite the lack of cross-examination. Where a recognized exception applies, hearsay will be admissible. The jury can rely on it as substantive evidence. But again, absent an exception, hearsay is inadmissible and cannot be used as proof. Hearsay exceptions. All right, so when can we get past the rule against hearsay? Let's quickly cover some of the key hearsay exceptions. Opposing party statement. Any statement made by an opposing party in the case is by definition not hearsay. It can be admitted against that party. So if the defendant said, "I robbed that bank," that admission could come into evidence as non-hearsay. Present sense impression. A statement describing an event while perceiving the event is allowed as a present sense impression. The contemporaneousness provides some reliability. For example, Look, that car just ran the red light. Excited utterance. A statement made in reaction to a startling event can come in as an excited utterance while the declarant was under the stress, like, "Oh my God, we've been robbed," after discovering a theft. State of mind. Statements about the declarant's then existing mental state can be admitted, such as, "I'm so depressed." Medical diagnosis. Statements made for medical diagnosis are admissible, such as telling your doctor about your symptoms. Business records. Records made in the regular course of business can be admitted, for example, a company's financial records. Recorded recollection. If a witness forgets, their prior statement recorded when it was fresh can be admitted, such as during a deposition. We'll come back to many of these exceptions in more depth in future episodes. For now, remember the default rule barring hearsay, but recognize the various exceptions that make hearsay admissible. Conclusion. That covers the basics of the hearsay rule that you'll need for the bar exam. Remember, hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of what was asserted. It's generally inadmissible, but may come in under certain exceptions. On the exam, read hearsay evidence questions carefully to identify if a statement meets the definition and whether any exceptions could apply. It takes practice, so keep studying hearsay examples in your prep. All right, next time we'll move on to topics like authentication and the best evidence rule. Until then, tally-ho and keep working on mastering evidence.